Gorgeous souls, welcome back to another Heart and Soul episode. And we have, I think this is 65, and you can listen and watch all the previous ones because they're all sort of interlinked. Today we're going to speak about procrastination. I'm not English mother tongue, so it's a bit of a difficult
Okay.
word for me. Anyway, so let's look at this word from a different perspective. We hear so much about it, and there are procrastination coaches and people helping you to push through it. It's such a bad thing because when you're procrastination, you're actually just lazy and not doing your thing. But what if while you're procrastinating, what about it gives you time to do the inner work and you are actually preparing for when you're ready? Or maybe you're trying to reach the wrong goal. What if? Let's look at this. And as always, I have my wonderful, gorgeous soul sister, Janet, here. Hello.
Hi, Caroline. Procrastination is indeed something I'm very good at. But interesting enough, when we were thinking about this topic for this week, we both said, but we're not going to go down the negative aspects that's very much attached to procrastination. We both felt that there is a positive element to it. And at times it's like a little extra power if you lean into it. And interesting, I was out for a dog walk this morning and I was chatting to the guy I was walking with, and I was talking about what we're doing, and I said to him that I'm doing podcasts to get this morning about procrastination, and he told me about a TED talk, and I then went, he said, oh, you should watch it. And I said, but I really want to focus on the positive aspects of procrastination. And in my mind, as I was thinking for this week's topic, it came up spiritual procrastination. That there is, for those of us on our spiritual journey, when we lean into who we are, it is important to add that aspect into it. And I can tell you over the years, as a people pleaser, and Caroline knows this, will recognize this, and a few of you will as well, is that the jobs I did, I was very much running around. People were asking me to do things, and I would bump, 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 get it done. And I'd be pushing things off my plate as soon as possible because I knew the next load was coming. And what used to frustrate me was at times I was like burning myself out to get things done as quickly, turn around, clear that plate to, keep it sort of going. And then I would deliver to someone who'd asked me to get, and they go, oh, we don't really need that now. And I would be so angry that I have knocked myself out, put that time in, got the work done, and then someone said to me it wasn't important. Or, and I learned sometimes it's better to leave things. And if it's really that important, guess what? Somebody will come and ask you, how's that being done? And then anything that nobody comes and chases up, off the board. And that was a big learning curve for me in the corporate world. But in our now spiritual world, I mean, it's a little bit the same thing, is that, leaning into that space. And Caroline, I think you know what I'm talking about. What's your experience of procrastination?
Yeah, for me, it's sort of when you hear all of that procrastination, it's sort of like, oh yeah, I'm not good enough. I am not doing enough. I am just procrastination and I am not worthy. And I think many people have that feeling, and especially if you work with a procrastination coach or with a like a sports coach, like let's take the next step, let's go, keep going, bum 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 bum, and then this little step and everything. And it's sort of like that push 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 world. And for me it was more like I was really hitting the brakes, you know, like in the cartoons when you stand like this and someone is pulling you. So, no. And actually, this, I learned that, first of all, healing takes time, reconnecting with you takes time. And for me, it's always, I'm sort of, it's meant or not meant to be, kind of. It's not like I'm not doing anything and just lying around, but sort of when I'm really happy and doing something, I got up one morning and I thought, okay, now I really need to create an angel page, you know, all my angel offers. And I got it done within 3 hours, you know, website and links and everything. And I thought, sort of, wow, this was so meant, you know, I was so in line, in flow, so eager to do that because it just pulled me something, you know, that spiritual guidance to do that. And then we have other things where I felt sort of, yeah, maybe, you know, someone said, oh, it would be good to have this. And you thought, oh, okay, yeah, let's do that, you know, and then you started and you think sort of, ah, I don't feel it. For me, it's all about feelings, you know, it's sort of like, you get a sense that something is not right, but you still keep going, or and so you start procrastination, and that's sort of like, yeah, maybe second guessing, maybe doing the inner work. Is that truly what I want? Is it that path I want to go? Or and sometimes we need that break. You know, it's, yeah, life is a journey. And if we sort of rush through it, we need that time to recharge. And sometimes it's our body, our energy system, our, yeah, spiritual growth that needs that time to recharge. And so often, you know, I felt so tired. And I sort of like needed a nap. And then I said, oh, yeah, but I'm lazy. I'm procrastinating. Because lazy and procrastination is sort of
Yes, connected, but
as
they're not the same thing.
exactly, they're not the same thing, but in the head of many people it is. But then I sort of said, self-care is important. And if I need that nap and if I need that break, or if I sometimes it's just to take a step back. While you're in it all, you don't see it clearly. So, taking that pause, taking a step back, looking at it from a different perspective and from this side, and is it still right? Does it still, you know, entice me? Does it feel right? And is it still going the right direction? All these kind of things. And yeah. Often, when we take that break, when we need it, and listen to our body, our hearts, our souls, afterwards, we have that energy again, and all of a sudden, you know, we have that spurt of energy. But if we kept going through it, we will always feel sort of that lack. And I think that's for me the danger of going through, or I don't know, keep going while you're actually meant to procrastinate, to go within, to realign, to, yeah, to take that time for yourself. So that's.
I love that, Caroline. That really resonates with me now. In the past, I go, no, you have to get things done. Let's get things done, get it off that list. And now, totally agree with you that at times we really do need to tune in and listen to who we are and is something the right thing for us? And are we going in the right way? And I think another aspect of it as well, because we're both writers, we both create things, we're both creatives. And creativity takes space. And when you're pushing through things, you are not inviting creativity into your energy. And you know, our sacral chakra is the point of our creativity. And that often I find now when I'm writing, or I'm writing a blog post, or I'm creating a course or doing something, is that it does, as you sort of say, allow yourself that time and space, because it's interesting then the ideas and the things that come through, and you go, oh, okay. And then you can get excited about doing something. And when you're excited about doing something, it is a much easier task. Much easier task. The energy is completely different, rather than that sort of very hard, negative push through, get it done. As you said, to say, it makes me think of like, you know, gyms and things, and it's sort of not my space. Whereas, you know, when something is created with that sort of energy of enjoyment, excitement, of pleasure, it has a completely different vibe. And I think that's also really important. And I mean, I used to look at my sister, who is a creative, very talented designer, creating clothes. She's amazing what she does. Now, she doesn't allow herself a lot of space for herself, I will put that out there. But she, when she's creating, she makes space for that. And she used to always do things at the last minute. And I used to look and go, but if you started that earlier, you'd have more time to do it. And she'd go, but she could never work like that. And I never understood that until stepping into the creative sphere, is that as a creative, you need that time, that processing time to mull things through, to allow ideas to come through, to it's almost a weave. And there's that productivity going on that people don't see behind the scenes before you actually get things done. And I used to like go, but why do you leave it to the last minute and you burn the midnight oil and you're up till all hours? And she goes, that's how she works. And she's amazing. And the stuff that she comes up with and the ideas, I mean, I just go, wow, I am blown away. And when she does that, the energy that she then flows through for her to do that, it's amazing to watch, actually. So I totally agree with you that, you know, this whole almost negativity associated with procrastination. I mean, I don't used to never like the word. I do have certain things that I don't really like doing. And one of those things for me is making telephone calls. And I know for many people they'll go, what? I just don't like it. I don't like picking up the phone. I have always had this issue right from childhood. I still don't like doing it. I'm doing it in a different language was always even worse. Okay. But even now, I still have this thing about making phone calls. And sometimes I just have to give myself the space and allow myself to do it in my time. And then it's normally absolutely fine, gets done, off. But if I do it, push myself and do it when I'm stressed, I don't know what goes on. It just like goes all wrong. I think because my brain is not is frazzled, and I don't hear things correctly, or I'm not asking the right question, or I'm just too in the wrong zone. So sometimes you have to, again, know yourself and know how to handle those things that you really don't like doing. It's like that book, Eat the Frog. Now that triggers me terribly. That. Eat the frog. Get up first thing. Do that task. No. I'll do it when I'm ready. Yes, I will do it. And I know some things really, because in life you have things you have to deal with. You have to get done. But there's, you know, we all face things that we don't want to do, conversations, tasks, whatever. But, you know, you can build yourself up to it and then do it in your terms. Do you have anything, Caroline, that you don't like doing?
Yeah, I mean, as introverts, phone calls are really, really
Thought it was just
top of
me.
the list of the one to do, you know. And I think that's sort of an introvert thing. And also, I'd rather have someone, you know, on a Zoom call, or if you have video calls, it's much easier because I think we're just looking for clues. We don't get so much over over the phone, over the ear. And yeah, like you know, I'd rather get into the right energy, you know, go on a morning walk, create that space. And then when I have my inner calm, inner peace, then I'm ready to do that phone call or whatever needs to be doing. And yeah, we know it's not going away, but it's not like we do it the first thing in the morning because then the day is gone. You know, like you create that space and yeah, learn about yourself. I think it's that inner work, and we definitely know. We know the difference of avoiding something or getting ready for it. And yeah, listen to your inner guidance. And when you truly feel guided, it's that flow. You create it, you do it, and it's with ease and joy and passion and love. You know, it's sort of ask yourself, ask your heart, connect to your soul and listen to the guidance. And sometimes at the beginning, you don't know, am I just procrastinating out of fear or anything? So then you could work on the fear and then get it done. Or am I procrastinating because it's not the right time? It's not the right way to go, you know, is something holding me back? So go within, journal, go for a walk, create that head space, heart space, soul space, you know, and just be and yeah, have that inner conversation with you. Ask yourself, you know, and yeah, take that time. I think procrastination is actually taking your time. Do the inner work, reassure yourself, or adjust your path. And that's, yeah. And then I think the word sounds good. It's sort of like take a break.
Course, make space. Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it's even for me actually talking on this episode today, it's making it feel lighter and not as heavy as it would have felt in the past, because exactly that whole sort of connotation of it being something you have to push through, you've got to do, you've got to tackle it head on, all of that sort of very masculine energy, which is not for me, not for you. It really feels good now to sort of like realize actually it's absolutely fine to do that, to have take that space, because we know ourselves. We know ourselves as empaths, we know ourselves as introverts. And you know, there are things they will get done, but in our time, in our own time frame, because I know at the moment, I was talking before we came on here, I'm creating some new courses and I love doing that. I love creating the workbooks. I love creating things. The one part I'm not that keen on doing is the video content. But I know this week, particularly, I've got a day where I have more space. I have no one around me to hopefully annoy me, that and I can focus on doing that. And I'll enjoy doing it when I come to do it. But when I feel that I have to like fit it in now and fit it in, that just doesn't work for me. I need that sort of that space to come into my little zone here and to do that. And I know when I sit down to do it, it'll be fine, it'll get done. And but I'm doing it on my terms.
Definitely, definitely. And having that space and that peace and calm, especially for videos, you know, when you think sort of, what is the puppy doing? Neighbors are noisy, and then you're all out there. And actually, you need that calm. You need to be present to share what needs to be done. And I think, yeah, having that inner calm, peace, and that space is so important for any creations and actually for life, right?
Yes, exactly. And I think also when we're thinking of procrastination, it's often sometimes when we have to have difficult conversations with people. Again, as an introvert and empath, we find that really challenging because we're non-confrontational. And it's not that we want to confront something, but sometimes we have to be true to ourselves and express our feelings about something. And it's not easy for us. And it's something that, many of us will avoid. And that is avoidance. Absolutely. I will run a mile. I will run the other direction. And it's now where I, as you sort of say, allow space to meditate about it, to focus on it, to ask for guidance that when we have the conversation, that I can say the right thing, that, express myself, but in a way that's not going to trigger a bad response. And what has been really interesting is when I've done that and I've had to face those conversations, not too often, but occasionally, actually, they've gone so much better than you could envisage that, doing all of that pre-work, actually, because you're not going in aggressively, you're going in just to say, look, this is how I feel about it. You're not portioning blame, you're not, and then you're opening that dialogue for conversation. And it really is quite an interesting experience if anyone is brave enough to do it, do it, but do the preparation work for yourself first before doing that. And I guarantee you, if you call in your angels, your support team, and get your own energy right, it's amazing that that will go so much better than you can imagine. So.
Absolutely, with everything. If you have a job interview, if you get into a meeting, yeah, if you have a discussion with your spouse or children or whatever, it's always good to prepare yourself, clear your energy, your space, come back to your heart and just get clarity. And like you said, the I feel this way kind of message, and not you made me feel.
Yes,
It's
yes,
just a different
yes.
way. I quickly have to let the dog out, so I hand it over to you, Janet.
Oh, lovely. Yes, it is about sort of, definitely sort of doing it from a space of love. And it's when you have done the work on yourself, you've moved back into that space of self-love, and you've got love as your core. Then anything like that that you're doing, you will be doing from that space of love. And that energy in itself is, it's more nurturing. So there's so much here when we talk about now spiritual procrastination. I can't even say it now. Spiritual procrastination, you'll know what we mean because it's very much about the energy, the spiritual side of things, and how that all comes together within you when you're dealing with these things.
I love that. Yeah, there's so much to talk about. So, if someone ever tells you you are procrastinating, say, yes, thank you. I'm doing all the inner work. I'm getting myself ready. That's what you're actually doing. It's all positive, right?
Exactly. I love that. Definitely works for me.
For all of us, there's a reason for everything.
Exactly. That procrastination, allow yourself time, space, and feel into it. Magic. That's where the magic happens.
It does. I love that. Always love chatting with you, Janet, sharing insights, hopefully inspiring our re listeners and viewers. Yeah, let's share in the comment what you learned or how you are now viewing procrastination and whether this chat has inspired you and see things from a new this perspective.
Exactly, lean into the power of procrastination.
Definitely, definitely.
Thank you.
So, think we are here at the end of this episode. Go back to previous ones if you haven't caught up with those. And yeah, I'm excited to share more on whatever topic next week.
Love and light blessings, everyone.
Thank you for being here.